This meeting is very special to me as I attended many Saturday and Sunday morning meetings, plus 6:30 a.m. meetings between 2013 and 2020. Those were the years I spent visiting and taking care of my aging parents until they passed away. I grew up in Glendora, but knew nothing about OA until years later. I would like to begin by giving you a bit of my history that led me to my first OA meeting. I grew up in a Jewish home where food was always available and a mother who was an overeater. My years spent between kindergarten and college were spent in Southern California with a 2-year stint in Hawaii with my first husband. I am 68 years old and moved to the Pacific Northwest in 1994 with my second husband. I first lived in Spokane, Washington, where I attended OA meetings, and now for the past 22 years in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where I attend 3 meetings a week. I remember my first diet was in the 8th grade when I was trying out for cheerleader. I lost 15 pounds on the grapefruit diet, then gained it all back when I didn't make the final cut. Food became my best friend throughout high school, but when I knew college was around the corner, I dieted and lost 30 pounds. I experienced a little anorexia and lost a few more pounds. My first major depression occurred in the second quarter of college at Cal Poly Pomona. And without any tools for coping with life, I gained 30 pounds back and ended up in my first psychiatric hospital at 18 years old. My old boss let me come back to work part-time, plus I worked in a jack-in-the-box where I continued to put on weight. I swore I would never work at a fast food place again, which I have not. I decided to attend Citrus College for a year before going away to San Diego State University, where I swung the other direction into a manic episode and was hospitalized and diagnosed with manic depressive disorder known today as bipolar. My primary medication was lithium. I'll never forget the third time I was hospitalized. I came out losing weight as there were no extra food around to eat, except at mealtime. Throughout my college years in San Diego, I continued to gain weight, sneaking food for my roommates. I was always a binge eater from dinner time to bedtime. I never understood why I kept eating just to fill myself up with food. Even when I went home and visited my parents, I was sneaking food into the bedroom. Food continued to be my best friend. At 32 years old, and I experienced another manic episode, but without insurance for my job, I had to stay at a halfway house to get stabilized with my medications. One of the counselors suggested I should get counseling. So after finding an ad in the free paper, The Reader, I started to see a counselor. She is the person who suggested I go to an Overeaters Anonymous meeting, as I was obsessed with food and didn't know why. And I never forget, she says, if you don't go, then I won't see you. And that was back in the days when counseling was only $30 an hour. My first meeting was on July 25th, 1988, at the Oasis in San Diego. I was raised with a God, but I had no relationship with a higher power. The fellowship was very important to me, and it was suggested that I go to 90 meetings in 90 days, which I did accomplish. I must say, I'm a slow learner. It took my first 10 years of keep coming back, no matter what, to finally develop a personal relationship with a higher power I refer to as God. I didn't get serious about working the 12 steps until 2 years after my first meeting, when my second husband of 3 months was diagnosed with MS. I spent a month stuffing my food with my face with food, gained 10 pounds, and finally accepted that I was a compulsive overeater. At that moment, I called a woman I knew was a sponsor and began calling her every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. for 3 years. I worked all the steps, developed a plan of eating. During those years, I attended numerous retreats, always searching for answers to understand my illness. Here in Coeur d'Alene, we have an annual retreat, and I've attended roughly 20 times. I've never stopped attending meetings of Overeaters Anonymous and celebrated 36 years of the program last July. Has it been perfect? Definitely not. I had to do a lot of experimenting to see which foods were my triggers. One miracle I was able to experience with the help of my higher power was to give up recreational sugar. It's been 27 years since I've been relieved of that craving. Over the years, I've developed a food plan that works for me. I use my tool of writing in my journal every night to write down what I plan on eating the next day. In addition, these past 3 months, I went to see a dietitian. I'm writing down everything I eat during the course of the day. I've been doing this more diligently about my food choices as I have stage 3 kidney disease that developed from taking 25 years of the lithium I took for my bipolar, and I don't want it to get worse. I'm structured in all areas of my life, which allows me to maintain a healthy body weight. I go to the gym 5 mornings a week at 6 a.m. I don't drink caffeine. I used to be obsessed with weighing every day, but it's been 3 years now that I made the decision to weigh just once a month. For a point of reference, I'm 45 pounds from my top weight. It's all a result of this program and keep coming back no matter what, which does include showing up at the gym, as I said, every morning, Monday through Friday. Service has been a huge part of my recovery as I've held numerous positions over the years. I currently have one sponsee and a sponsor who actually moved to California, but we still maintain contact. I stepped down from the intergroup boards as I feel it's important to rotate these positions, but I'm now the treasurer for my Saturday morning meeting and a group rep for another meeting. I attend 2 person-to-person meetings a week and a Zoom meeting. I met my best friend 30 years ago in a meeting, and even though we live 1,000 miles apart, we have one thing in common. And we're compulsive readers, and we've experienced a tremendous amount of recovery, both spiritually and emotionally. I am so grateful to have an absence that works for me one day at a time. I still have a few slips with old behaviors and trigger foods, but my bottom line is no sugar. I'm always growing and learning from others in my fellowship. It's wonderful to have newcomers at our meetings and to share their experiences. It's not just about my physical recovery, but also my emotional and spiritual. Yes, I've sought professional outside help over the years and have worked with countless sponsors. I have a wonderful family in OA, both here and during all those years I traveled back to California and attended the Glendora meetings. What is most important today is that I have a personal relationship with the God of my understanding. I've had many beginnings and surrenders in this program, but I'm most grateful for the first meetings I ever attended and heard the words, keep coming back, no matter what. Thank you.